Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and a big, fat, juicy welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And what a sensational podcast we have got for you today. Genuinely, look, there it is. I mean, I could be waving anything, but I'm not. I'm waving a piece of paper, which actually isn't the podcast, so forget everything I've just said. Apart from the fact it's a great podcast. No, genuinely it is. We've got Everton's Dominic Calvert-Lewin, or DCL. We've got Wolves' captain, Connor Cody, double C, and Lord Alan Sugar, alas. Yeah, LAS. Tyson Fury's on the show as well, but we kick off, of course, with Arsenal sensationally upsetting the form guide as they beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Ha 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 ha. This was the fallout on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, alongside the former Blues striker, Carlton Cole.
Big blow for Chelsea's Champions League hopes as they leave themselves with still a little bit of work to do in their pursuit of a top four finish. Chelsea 0, Arsenal 1.
Maybe I gave also some signals into the team with changes that Saturday is on my mind. And even if it's only 5% or 1%, this is not how we approach things. And you get punished because you cannot be naive in this race for top four. So we suffer now from another defeat. It's hard to swallow, hard to accept, but there's no other way.
Kepa was diving to try and get the ball out of his own net. It came back to Aubameyang and he placed the ball for Emil Smith Rowe to bag. What is a huge goal?
He might as well be standing outside the box as well. Look, I don't know what was going through his mind, but at the same time, Jorginho's got to look up. I think he thinks that he's in the middle of the goal, but the game moves. So Kepa's taken a couple of steps to the left and he's playing on the left side. He's thinking he's just going to drop it to him so he can punt it down the pitch. And that doesn't happen. It's just problems from there.
Arsenal had a lot of numbers there, pressing them. And Jorginho, a big touch. Or maybe as well, changing your keeper so much. Maybe Mendy would have been there. You're playing Kepa, who's not used to playing with Jorginho much this season.
Why would you rest a goalkeeper? Why is Mendy not playing? I don't really get that.
I don't know. I think Tuchel's just trying to be a little bit too inclusive. Mm. At this back end of the season, he's just got to get the job done, make sure that everything's done professionally.
We play the cup final and we thought it's a good idea to give him the game before, because first of all, we trust him and he deserves. That is the basis for that we put him in the lineup. So he deserves it. He is so close. He's so good in training. And we wanted to give him some minutes and to take the both games together. It was an unlucky night for him as well.
It's Arsenal that have done the double over Chelsea. Chelsea 0, Arsenal 1, and Arsenal keep alive their very faint hopes of qualifying for Europe next season.
They don't have to show me anything to me, because I see them every day, how they prepare, how much they care, how professional they are, and how much they try. But I think probably from the outside, it was a big message.
We look at Solskjaer. Everyone was saying the same thing. Oh, he's not good enough. I don't know what's going on. At the same time, the club stayed faithful to him and then made sure that they gave him the time that he needed, and he's built something good there now. Now, if they give him another season, why not? Right now, I think he's still learning the game, but do Arsenal fans want someone to use them as one of those learning clubs? Because they're not a learning club, they need results.
Now, heavyweight champion Tyson Fury has been speaking exclusively to TalkSport 2 for Mental Health Awareness Week. He spoke openly about the problems he faced and the advice he would give someone struggling with mental health.
Does anybody out there suffering right now who don't know what to do or whatever? The best advice I can give anybody is communication with people, to speak to a doctor, your friend, whoever you feel like you can communicate with better, speak to that person, because as soon as you get help, you can start to get on the road to recovery and get back to being well again. My mistake was I never spoke to anybody about it for long periods of time. I just suffered in silence and almost killed me. Very nearly did kill me, actually. But when I started speaking to doctors and seeking medical help, I wished to God I'd done it 15 years earlier. I wouldn't have had to go through a mental breakdown and all that I went through. But here we are. I'm on the other side of it now, and I've learned to maintain and manage the problems. And, you know, I'm living life. I've got a good town. I'm in America, and, you know, life's good at the moment.
Tyson Fury has done the remarkable.
We battle every day as humans, and people who suffer in silence and all that. We're on a daily battle, but I feel like now I've been able to manage my mental health with training, and I use training as a medicine. I use a structured routine, like regimented lifestyle, sort of. I like to know what I'm doing. I like to have certainty in my life. And when I've not got certainty in my life, everything seems to go AWOL. I mean, my mind starts wandering and I go very unwell again. So I like to keep myself focused on things, short-term goals. And that's how I maintain my battle with mental health.
Now, ahead of their match against Aston Villa tonight, live on TalkSport 2, Jim White chatted exclusively with Everton striker Dominic Calvert-Lewin. With England boss Gareth Southgate just weeks away from naming his squad for the Euros, Calvert-Lewin said he just has to keep scoring to make sure his name is getting mentioned. Apart from when you're coming onto TalkSport, then we just mention your name all the time, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So here is Dominic Calvert-Lewin talking on TalkSport 2 to Jim White, who caught up with Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Incidentally, a big thanks to Dominic Calvert-Lewin for doing this interview. Anyway, I must stop talking. Time to hear Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Welcome to the big time, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. What a week. A first England goal, and Europe's most prolific goal scorer now has a goal in a Merseyside derby.
Just got to keep scoring. I think that was my goal from the last camp, was if I continue to score, then I would give myself the best chance of being called up. For me, I have the view that you've never done enough until the squad is announced and you're in there. So I'm still working now like I was working the first day of the season to make sure I maintain a level of playing and keep scoring to be in the squad.
I love it that Carlo Ancelotti's at your club. You're too young to remember when he played for Milan with Hullet and Van Basten and Rijkaard. I loved watching him, Dom. What a player. But also, what a manager. How much of an influence is he on you?
I think he's been a massive influence. I think for someone of his experience and what he's done in the game and the players he's worked with and played with, for him to come in and kind of put his belief in me, I'd just come into a good vein of form anyway, was all that was needed, really. And I feel like in the past I'd been guilty of running here, there and everywhere and trying to do my bit for the team, but I wasn't selfish enough in taking care of my job, and that's to score goals. And the first thing he kind of said to me was, just stay down the middle of the net, focus on being in the box. And that's what I've done ever since.
And this is what DCL, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, had to say about having the Everton legend and football hard man, Big Duncan Ferguson, as a mentor.
I say this all the time. A lot of people have got Big Duncan wrong. You know, he's a big softy, he's calm, yeah. he's cool. And for me, he's been the perfect mentor and role model in what he achieved in the game. And for Everton, for me coming in as a young player, he's just given me that confidence and always being kind of someone to speak to and get his opinion on how I think I'm doing. And that's all I could have ever asked for, really. And then that's not to mention, you know, the work that he's putting with me on the pitch, fine-tune my craft and improve my game.
And on to another England hopeful. This is the Wolves skipper Connor Cody, who's desperate to be a part of Gareth Southgate's squad this summer as well.
I'll be honest with you, I'm hoping and praying that does happen in the summer. Listen, that'll be incredible. That's something that I really want to happen. Listen, the manager there has got such a tough choice in terms of what he's going to do. But hopefully something like that happens in the summer and we can go and do that. So in terms of that coming around, it's brilliant. It's so refreshing when you go there. Listen, the people there are fantastic. It's a different football to club football. International football is different. So it's fantastic when I go. So it's something that hopefully things work out and I might be able to go, but we'll take that when it comes, really.
Connor Cody can't go. I've watched him a lot this season, and one-on-one he struggles against any pace. He struggles, and he's been found out when he's played as a two, especially as a two, two centre-half. He's been found out, and I think there's a lot more better centre-halves available than Connor Cody.
Now, following the news that Spurs will appoint a supporter to be their manager, that... Oh, no, that's not... That can't be right. Although, that didn't surprise me. Oh, no, to their board as a non-executive member, was what I was meant to say, after the fallout from the European Super League. White and Jordan were joined by the former Spurs owner, Lord Alan Sugar. He rubbished the idea of needing fans on the board of a football club in no uncertain terms. Well, you're fired.
That is ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous to have fans on the board. Absolutely, totally ridiculous. At Tottenham, now we've got a new stadium with a 60,000 capacity. We've got 60,000 managers. You do realise that, don't you? They all know best. They know better than anybody else. You don't want them anywhere near the board. The board has got to be controlled by the owners and at best has got to have some director of football that has actually been in football, that understands football.
Daniel Levy, in the last few moments, has said, "We regret the anxiety and upset caused by the European Super League proposal. We felt it was important that our club participated in the development of a possible new structure."
I'm delighted that all of the clubs pulled back. I think that Tottenham, my club, I think what they did, they said, "Oh, hold on a minute, include us, please. We're a big club. Yeah, we want to come in. So don't just leave it as Manchester, Liverpool, Chelsea and Arsenal. We want to come in also." And I spoke to Daniel Levy and said to him, "Daniel, you know, this is not a good idea. I think you have an opportunity here of being magnanimous and pulling out and saying, look, the fans don't want it, so we're going to come out." It is an absolute total joke and an example of the Americans trying to take over our game.
So, Lord Sugar, you spoke to Daniel Levy and urged him, listen, think again, come out of this.
I say spoke to him. I mean, all I did was send him a WhatsApp, really. I mean, we communicate quite a lot with each other on certain things. But I said to him that the fans are more important. And here's the point. What needs to happen in our game in England is we've got enough money at the moment. There's enough money being thrown at the league by the various TV companies, overseas rights, UK rights. You've got Amazon, you've got BT, you've got Sky, you've got the overseas stuff, you've got the BBC paying for Match of the Day. And quite frankly, what they need to do is to come up with some solution of how to tailor what they pay for transfers and what they pay for wages. I know it's an old, old story, but what can you do?
Now on to a bit of Man City with rock and roll superstar that is Noel Gallagher. He was on The Breakfast Show talking Phil Foden, as well as lavishing praise on defender Ruben Diaz.
When Man City have a great centre-half pairing, we usually do well. And he was much needed. He came in like the cavalry. And actually can't believe how good he is at 23. If he stays at City for most of his career, I mean, God help everybody. Because the game against PSG, I couldn't, but it's one of the best defensive performances I've ever seen.
Phil Foden scores the goal that takes Manchester City through to the Champions League semi-finals.
We've received two things this season. Guardiola's given us another championship, but what he's also given us is Phil Foden, finally, has come of age. And that guy, when his game against Liverpool, when he scored the goal, the smile on his face spoke for every single City fan all over the world. It was just like, you know, the kid is just dynamite. He's younger than my daughter, right? I'm saying to her, what have you done? The worst thing would have been him going out on loan and being taken out of that environment. The thing about Foden is, what's his best position? I haven't got a clue where he plays half the time. He's just all over the place. And, you know, he's got a goal in him. When he gets into his stride, he's elegant and he's just got unbelievable balance. It's what that academy was set up for.
And Trevor Sinclair, the former Man City player, of course, reiterated that Man United should be docked 6 points for fielding a disrespectful team in their defeat to Leicester.
I think when you look at Manchester United and what went on last night, for me, I think it spits in the face of the Premier League.
We'll hear from Simon Jordan and Adrian Durham shortly. But first, this is Super Ali McCoist, who said it was outrageous to suggest docking points for Solskjaer rotating his players. And he's right. Of course he is.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer picks a side. Doesn't he pick a side thinking about, oh, West Ham need a couple of points here? That's not his problem. His problem is to look after Manchester United.
Now they've got the unprecedented scenario where they've got four games in a week because of the scenario that happened with certain fans.
Self-inflicted scenario.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but by the same token, you can't legislate, Trevor, not you, not me, and not MI5, for a bunch of 200 idiot fans that want to break into a stadium. If you're expecting...
Controller, controllable, Simon.
Hold on, Trevor. If you're expecting fans to behave in the same way that Arsenal and Chelsea fans did, right, then you might adopt the same processes that Arsenal and Chelsea did to enhance the opportunity for fans to protest. At times, you can't legislate for an element of fans that want to behave in a certain way.
Manchester City played a weakened side against Chelsea. Now, you might say, oh, weakened side, it's full of internationals. But the fact of the matter is, it's not the best side that Pep Guardiola had available to him. So it's the same principle.
You can't compare the United selection last night and the changes that City made on Saturday. And here's why. City's team was full of experienced pros. Nobody making their debut. All first-teamers from the specific Premier League first-team squad. Now, United picked two players, not from their first-team squad, but from their academy, which isn't breaking the rules, but it is evidence of a weakened side, which compromises the integrity of the competition, the integrity of a top-four race. So those talking about squad rotation, they haven't checked who's in the actual Premier League squads, and that is really important. United's team was, in my opinion, uncompetitive. So that's the big, big difference.
And ahead of Liverpool's rearranged clash with Manchester United tonight, the Liverpool boss has said he has no security concerns over the game at Old Trafford. But first, the Kloppster admitted that he was not upset with Solskjaer for making so many changes against Leicester.
To play Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday is a crime. It is. And if, but it's not the fault of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the players. So if my question was to myself, would I have done the same? Yes, you have to. You have to.
There's people that are climbing into the stands. They're on the pitch. This is a serious breach of security.
Nothing is in our hand in this perspective. So, but we trust the authorities, obviously. We were not in danger last time when we were at Manchester. That was not about that. The supporters protested against some other stuff. And I have no idea what will happen tomorrow night. But I'm not concerned at the moment.
But well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Let me remind you, you can hear live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 tonight from 6 p.m. Aston Villa against Everton. And then I will be back, of course, taking your calls from 10 p.m. alongside the Fun Boy, reacting to a busy night of football that includes Manchester United beating Liverpool by 3-1. Oh, he's gone and said it. There will, of course, be another one of these Anagos in TalkSport Daily podcast out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.